Fires are still blazing across the state of California today, and as of this morning, at least 42 people there have died. The Camp Fire, just north of Sacramento, has become the deadliest fire in state history. It has burned over 117,000 acres and is now 30% contained. In Southern California, the Wolseley Fire remains strong as well, blanketing much of the Los Angeles area in smoke. And now the Arizona Department of Forestry and Fire Management is sending a slew of Arizona crews to our neighboring state to help contain those fires. I spoke with Tiffany Davila with the department earlier this morning about it and just how many Arizona firefighters are there now.
We have 144 firefighters in California, and that equates to about 42 engines. Firefighters were sent to California on Friday. We received about 10 orders in the morning for 10 engines. And then a few hours later, California sent an additional order for about 30 engines. So we were able to get everyone on the road that day, and they arrived in California Friday night, and some arrived on Saturday morning.
Do you know what they're doing at this point?
Most of our crews that are in California are assigned to the Wolseley Fire. Other crews are just in pre-position status, so they're just staging for any possible weather or new fire starts. Some of the other crews are working as backfill for some local fire departments. And then the rest of the crews are just waiting to be assigned to another fire in California. But right now, a majority of our crews are assigned to the Wolseley Fire.
Do you know what their roles are in terms of the ones who are already involved in fighting that fire?
Some are doing actual fire suppression. We do have crews that are working as strike teams. They're teamed up with a bunch of other engines that are going around either doing structure protection, whatever California needs them to do. So they're doing a wide variety of tasks for California. Their assignments are 14 days. They'll stay there for as long as California needs within that 14 days. They could get extended by another 7. And if California needs them longer, we'll bring them back and then we'll send another group of folks out.
Right. So I know you've seen crews from Arizona head to a lot of fires in California just in the last year or so. I wonder, I guess, what your reaction is to this kind of really intense fire season they've seen there.
California has seen a very bad fire season this year, and it seems like it only gets worse. This is typical this time of the year with the Santa Ana winds. All of these fires are wind-driven fires. They're very fast. They're moving very erratically. So those winds really do fuel that fire and the beast that those fires have become. But again, this is something we do every year. We send our crews to California. Last year, we provided help on the fires in Napa, and then we sent our crews back in December for the Thomas Fire. So we'll do this as often as California needs our help, and California helps us when we need help as well. And, you know, not only California, but when we're in our fire season, we get help from Oregon and Nevada and Washington and everybody, all of our neighbors up along in the western region. And, you know, when we're out of fire season, we'll go out and do the same for those folks. So nothing unusual about sending firefighters to California. It's just the intensity of these fires that we're seeing lately that it's very unforgiving.
Yeah. It sounds like you already understand that this may be a new normal in terms of especially California's fire season kind of continuing.
We definitely hope this is not a new normal, but fires are getting more intense, especially the wind-driven fires and just the fuels that they're moving through and the topography and such. So if California needs more help, they'll send more orders our way, and we'll do everything we can to fill those orders and get more folks on the road.
Yeah. All right. That's Tiffany Davila, Public Affairs Officer with the Department of Forestry and Fire Management here in Arizona. Tiffany, thank you so much for coming on the show to update us here.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.